Thank you so much for joining the 13th Avenue Media Podcast. We are an engaged modern media company. We offer transparent organic social media with daily branded content, engagement strategy, and some video magic. We make you relevant, basically, is what we're saying. So if you're interested in our services, please feel free to reach out. All you got to do is Google 13th Avenue Media. You'll find us. Enjoy the show. We're so glad you're here listening to our podcast. Podcast show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 13th Avenue Media. We are here with the president and CEO of Amplify Clearwater, as I like to say, Amanda. Bring on the pain. Bring on some good pain, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sharon. It's great to see you. It's been a while since we did one of these together.
We spent all of 2020 in these little boxes together, interviewing almost every business I felt like in the city of Clearwater and beyond.
Well, you know what? It was so much fun. And what a great time to highlight our businesses and just have that opportunity to do it. And I will tell you, we have a lot more businesses than the ones we got to, but we really did get some great ones and captured some wonderful stories that otherwise we just would not have known. And some of those people aren't with us today. So you know how wonderful it is to have those stories just memorialized.
It's incredible, right? I mean, we lost two big people that we all are so fond of in the community. God knows, I hope you don't tell me there was more, but I know that there were certainly two. And really, that is what is so important about documenting a journey and documenting your life, because we want to honor people, especially the great people that give so much back to the city. We've certainly been a witness to that, right?
Absolutely. Front row seat to it.
Front row seat. Well, Amanda Payne, I do miss talking to you like this.
I know.
This is nice. I just want to chit chat, but we do want to talk about like business. And 13th Avenue Media, of course, is in the same building as Amplify Clearwater, even though we literally never see each other.
It's a big building though. In all of our defense, it's a big building.
It's a big building, but we've never even been on the elevator together, which is
weird. That's true. Well, I'm on the first floor, so I really don't have any reason to ride the elevator.
Right, that's true. Because you're going to visit me, which you're right. Not. All right. So I have the great honor now of being the new chairwoman of Achievers, which is an extension of Amplify Clearwater, highlighting all of the women in business. So thank you for that. I get to publicly now thank you for that on this podcast show.
Well, we're so excited to have you, Sharon. I mean, you bring so much experience from your time with Working Women of Tampa Bay. Certainly, you were a huge part of that group for many, many years, and I know you still are. And we really appreciate you being willing to take on Achievers as well. And I'm just so excited to have your leadership, to have your energy, to have your support, enthusiasm, you know, all of the things that come along with being a wonderful chair. You check all those boxes. And so we're so excited to have you in that seat. And I know Achievers is going to do great things this year under your leadership.
Big shoes to fill with Sherry Heilman from The Beachcomber coming before me. So thanks for that.
Well, you know, Sherry's a great leader as well, but she had to move on to other things. She is chair of the chamber this year. So we have a lot of female leadership under Amplify's umbrella going on. So it's a good year for Amplify. And we're really excited to have Sherry. Well, she had to exit the Achievers chair in order to take on her chairmanship role with the organization overall. We are excited about her leadership too. And I know that she'll take the organization to new heights as well.
Yes. So because we are now talking about women in business, why don't we share a few things that are happening with Achievers? So we just got finished with one of the greatest signature luncheons that I've ever attended, because it was the only one in Achievers. So far, there will be many more to follow, but we had such an amazing lunch. So many people are still talking about it with Maggie Rodriguez as the keynote speaker. And your team was phenomenal and flawless. You were ill that day, and we were grateful that you didn't come. Even though we missed you, you knew that you had such a great team to support you, that it was really, really a flawless event. And I think Maggie Rodriguez did such a great job introducing this, you know, new life that we're living in, women in business coming out of the pandemic.
Well, you know, it was such a pleasure. I had the initial conversation with Maggie to convince her to do this for, and it was such a pleasure to work alongside and her team as we led up to the event. I did have one of those 24-hour stomach bugs, and quite frankly, I wouldn't have wished it on anyone. So, you know, it was the better thing for me to stay away. I always say to my team, if you don't feel well, don't bring it to me, stay at home. And so I had to give everybody else that same respect, although it was one of the hardest things I've ever done to not be there that day. But I know that it was a wonderful event. Maggie is a wonderful person, such a huge supporter of women in business. Not only does she just walks the talk, right? I mean, she is just a beautiful person inside and out. And I've watched her continue to support women in our Clearwater business community after the event. So how exciting is that, that we were able to make connections at that event for Maggie and for our other business women in the Pinellas County footprint, and you know, be able to step away and let those relationships and connections grow and visibility grow for this business. So I'm grateful for Maggie and certainly her willingness to be a part of the event and to continue to really support women in business the way she does.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she took Ambie Stevens with the Empowerment Group and brought them on daytime TV, it was wonderful, just really, really great. And now we're going to, now we started a podcast, the Achievers Unfiltered podcast that was just released. And we are so grateful for Kelly Bassetti, who is also a member and sits on the advisory board of Achievers. And she has this incredible studio, Second Soul Studios in Clearwater, and has been producing the show along with our fun and always entertaining host, Kelly Jordan of the Clearwater Aquarium. Did you listen yet? I know it just
I did. So I listened to the first podcast and I, you know, just... you nailed it. All the things you said, Kelly Jordan is the perfect host, right? She keeps the conversation going. She's, you know, certainly pulls it all together. And I mean, she really does a wonderful job as host. So we could not have asked or I guess twisted the arm of a better person to be host for this podcast, but she's fully embraced it and has done just such a wonderful job. And I know she'll, and I know she's enjoying it too. And then, you know, Kelly Bassetti and her team, as you mentioned, sharing her facilities. I mean, she's got beautiful, beautiful studio, and her team has just been amazing to work with. So we're very grateful to Kelly for lending us her team, and really making this happen for us. And it's, and because of the setting, because of the team that Kelly brings to the table, it's been a lot of fun to produce as well. And I think when you're producing a podcast, like, having fun is part of it, right? You want it to be natural, especially one like this, one that is intended to be real. We want it to be real. We want people to be comfortable and to share. And we want it to be just a real talk among the girls, right? And that's really, you'll notice that about the first one. I was a part of the second one, and that's exactly what it was again. And we just had a great time, So I'm excited to hear all of them as we go forward over the next few months.
Oh, me too. And I can't say enough about the production. It's been so great. And we're promoting it on social media here at 13th Avenue Media, being a part of that and pushing it out for Achievers just to get more attention and really to just bring more women in business into a supportive group that really does have the best interest of women coming together and helping each other and raising them up, not just lip service girls, but really doing it. We have next, I feel like we're doing a commercial for Achievers. It's fantastic. And next on Achievers, we do have the SIP Shop and Support Small Businesses. Jenny and I, who is your phenomenal VP over there of everything, I feel like. I don't even want to put Jenny in a box, right? She does it all.
Right. She does.
So her and I met, we ran into each other at an event just recently. And I was like, you know, the SIP and Shop, I feel like, you know, everybody's sipping and shopping and we'll be sipping and shopping, but we really do have a mission of supporting small businesses and women-owned businesses. So we've picked for this time, the Bel Air Bluffs community, which we have some members and hopefully we'll gain more members into Amplify Clearwater and Achievers. So I'm really excited about that. And it's going to take place on May 18th from 5:30 to 7.
It's going to be so much fun just to have all the girls together shopping. I mean, and it will be a great time. Looking forward to that night.
Yeah, we had some fun at the advisory meeting. I wanted to initiate getting like a bus for the ladies or a big old golf cart, but you know, they were like, Sharon, we're going to be literally walking from one store to the next. There's no time. I was like, what about the Jolly Trolley? But we certainly
those
had
are great
fun.
Ideas, though. We'll just save them for the next time.
That's all. It's not like we have to worry about walking in snow or anything here.
Right.
So we'll be supporting small businesses again. And we hope that everybody gets involved and really, you know, bring some new energy and some new ideas. I think all of us have spent some time, you and I, every time we were doing that podcast in 2020, we talked about the silver lining and everything. And I think that that silver lining has continued and we've really kind of stayed true to what we were going to do differently here in 2022. What have you seen just as the beginning of this year with Amplify Clearwater, and how do you feel about all of the changes that have come?
Well, you know, I am constantly humbled at the way this business community supports our organization, you know, and in turn, I believe they believe in us and we believe in them, right? And it's just this full circle of support all the way around. Amplify has grown leaps and bounds since the merger in 2019. Our membership continues to grow at a rapid pace. You know, our support within the community from a support of our events, from both attendance and sponsorship, just continues to grow. And I'm really excited about some of the things we have on the horizon, a business incubator, growing our programming space, a fourth visitor center. Let me think about how many we do have. A fourth visitor center, new team members. I mean, you know, a DE&I initiative. It's just, we've got a lot of things on the horizon over the next several months that we will roll out. And it continues to amaze me. My team is a good part of why this happens. I have the best team in the world. And they're hard workers and they believe in this mission as much as I do and as much as our business members do as well. So, you know, we continue to just advocate for the business community and look for ways to support our business community and then continue to push those conversations, have those conversations on what does our business community need? What do we want to look like in a few years? You know, how do we grow into that, so to speak? So there's just some really exciting things happening for the business community, happening for Clearwater. And it's just a great time to be here.
It really is. And what about our girl, Lena? Another one of our members having an incredible year so far.
Absolutely. New city council member. Lena ran a hard race. Anybody that has even dabbled into the fray of politics understands that politics is a full contact sport. And Lena certainly experienced that. But she did a great job. She continued to stay on point and on message and continued to deliver the message, which was she could be an advocate for Clearwater, for the Clearwater community, and certainly a business community. The business community is part of that. So super proud of her and the race and the campaign that she ran, and that she's now is one of our new. I think her swearing in is actually this tonight. I think she's going to be. Yeah. Wow. So her swearing in ceremony is tonight. So we're super excited to have her.
Well, here on today, April the 13th, when it's airing, we will have been so excited that that event occurred tonight.
That's right. Quote. That's right.
Yeah, I throw all this stuff on Amanda. I'm like, Amanda, can you come on the show? Sure. I can squeeze it in between doing 95 things and having a team of children at home and a husband and dogs and all of that. So you are woman.
Never a dull moment.
Never. I have heard you were.
I have to say this, and it's so funny to me. I have two little boys, as you know, Sharon. They're 3 and 5. They fully believe that I am Wonder Woman. They have seen her on TV. They keep asking me where my lasso is. They fully believe. And you know what? I tell them every day, yes, I am, because I am.
Yes,
for what,
I am.
You know, as moms, as female leaders, what we juggle and the, you know, running households and managing all the things that come along with it. It's just not about, well, get up and go to work every day. There's a lot of things that we manage in a day. I am absolutely Wonder Woman. And as long as I can get away with my boys believing that, we're going to go for it.
Absolutely. Well, my 18-year-old gave me for Christmas yet another Wonder Woman. This one is for the car. So now I have it right under my license plate. Every card that I get has Wonder Woman on it. I am Wonder Woman too. And we
that's
are
awesome. We can all share that time.
Right? Up until they're 18.
We are all Wonder Women.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So I really am very proud of all the work that you do and all the work that your team does. I have been a huge advocate for Amplify Clearwater. When I believe in something, I shout it to everybody, even if it's Mitchum deodorant, because right on the label, it says it's so effective, you can even skip a day. I believe in Amplify and I believe in Achievers. And I really have such wonderful excitement about what's to come for all of us, especially after coming out of this global just turmoil. I think that if nothing else, it's brought us closer together and more inspired to just really help each other and continue to support each other. So Amanda, thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for continuing to support us. It's because of our members like you that we are the success that we are. So thank you so much for continuing to support us, to advocate for us, to sing our praises. Yes. We really appreciate it because it certainly gets the attention of other business owners, right? And they want to be a part of it too. And that is a huge testament to both the organization, but also to our business community. And we're incredibly pleased to be able to continue to kind of fill that void and fill that need for our businesses.
Absolutely. So come sip, shop, and support small businesses with us on May 18th. For more information, reach out to me, reach out to Amplify Clearwater, reach out to Achievers, follow us on social, and you'll be able to connect with all the show notes. Thank you, Amanda Payne. Now go bring on the pain to your ribbon cutting.
Thanks for having me, Sharon. Great to see you.
You too.
Bye.